gibberish.
This is Kinship Radio and Mornings with Brian and Beth.
She called it gibberish.
Aw.
Story time. There was a football game a week and a half ago. You all know which one.
Yeah.
And for once, I watched it with our family. We found a way to watch it on our... We stream most of our TV if we watch any TV. Mm-hmm. And we found a way to watch it for free. And so we were watching it. And my kids don't watch football. Mm-hmm. Kind of on me. I like it, but I don't show that. So we're all sitting there discussing, and some of the kids are like, what's holding? And downs? Why is there a yellow line on the screen? And then Glory's like, oh, don't worry about it. Most football terms are just gibberish anyway. I'm like, what? What?
Oh. No,
they're not gibberish. You see, and I'm here, I'm trying to explain it. Well, they're gibberish because you don't know what they mean. And if you want to know what terms mean, you just need to do some education and learn. And sometimes the words we use in Christianity sound like gibberish to somebody who doesn't know. Mm-hmm. And now it's very much on us to make sure that we are clear and tell people. At the same time, if you don't know a word, there are ways to figure out what that word means. Like if you don't know what salvation means, you can look it up or ask somebody. Mm-hmm. And that education is very important. So maybe if you're a little confused about something, go to your pastor and say, hey, what does this mean? What is the Trinity? Understanding he's going, like, okay, this is going to take a bit.
Yeah.
But it is an education worth having.
Yes.
Here's Take You at Your Word from Cody Carnes, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.